Since yesterday, all the websites and they said that after the prayer, it will be a big demonstration everywhere. So everyone knows that this day, today, after the prayer, many of the people will go outside to demonstrate, to continue what happened two days ago, because it's the first time we have many manifestation, but it wasn't like which we saw 2 days ago because of the numbers, plus the demonstrators themselves, because they are from many categories of the Egyptian people. Not the category which we expected every time they demonstrate, because this time it wasn't one political force, but I think most of them are the young people. From many different economic and social categories. The big number, it reached more than 2,000 to 20,000 or more in many places in Cairo and in Suez, Ismailia. And we hear that this demonstration goes to Rafah today, yesterday. So we think that this is the first demonstration or the exceptions among the other demonstrations which we saw in this year or in the last year. Because the other demonstration was for one category, it demands only a special or a specific demands. But this time, the demonstration, the objective is change and social reform and political reform. I mean that this time it's totally different from the other demonstration we saw before.
Do you think that the demonstration by these protesters took the government by surprise? And what has the government said so far about the demonstrations?
I think that the regime itself wasn't expecting this demonstration. Because as I told you, it's different, many categories, there is no opposite forces. It's not only who manifest, but other people from many categories. I think it's not political forces with. I think that there is, in the same time, some political forces benefit from this climate, from this demonstration, but the regime itself, I think, wasn't expected this amount of people. And the people who are the participants are from young people, from they benefit from the technology and the communication technology about the social network like Facebook and Twitter and other sites. It's different. Till now, we don't have a concrete feedback from the regime. I think they have to calm these people. They have to mention they are going to make something to some change. Because we heard that this demonstration asked to have more freedom, to have more reform, political reform. They asked for social rights. And because this category of young people face many problems, many especially they don't find work, they don't find change, they suffer from not having all the right, there is no change in the political forces. And this is the first time that even the parties, the political parties, they're not who organize these demonstrations. This is the people, this is the first time from the normal people. The real society, Egyptian society.
Dr. Hauda, the demonstrators also are calling for President Hosni Mubarak to step down. Nobel laureate Mohamed El Baradei said he is returning to Egypt to participate in this demonstration. Do you think he wants to benefit from what is currently ongoing? And do you think the police will do everything possible to crush this demonstration?
Yes, the police, the 2 days or the third day now, they are the only force who facing this demonstration. There are many confrontation between the security forces and the demonstrators. So it's only a reply. It's only who deal with this demonstration. It's only in the security level, but we don't see any political reply. You asked me about Baradei. I think he will benefit from these organizations of people, but I think even Baradei, he lose some of his popularity and some of his credibility. The forces, opposite forces, who support Baradei now, they are not like before. Maybe because he's always abroad, he's not participate, he didn't continue his support of change. But we heard that he will participate tomorrow, this day, in this demonstration. I think he tried to benefit from this big force, big social and popular forces. It's a good benefit for him, because we didn't see before some big demonstrations like we saw those days.